of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the parable of the publican and the Pharisee, Metropolitan Anthony says, two men go into the place that belongs to God, the temple, the place that no one has the right to be. It is God's holy place. And one goes in boldly and stands before God and thanks him for all that God has made him to be. Not an extortioner, not unjust, not an adulterer, and not a publican, not a tax collector. He is thanking God for what he is. He is grateful to God for having made him the man that he is. He doesn't claim to be a self-made man. He gives the glory for what he is to God. So where is the problem? Don't most of us come to God in order to be changed, in order to be made better, in order to be made good? Don't we come to the sacrament of confession and confess our having missed the mark, confess our sins in order that God might make us better, make us more the way we were meant to be? Is what the Pharisee is doing so different from what we all do? The unfortunate fact is that it is not different from what we all do. We could thank God for having given us the right faith, the right worship, the right doctrines and teachings. Not like those confused Protestants or those confused Roman Catholics. We have the right doctrine, we have the right teaching. And God is using the spiritual life of this ancient faith, unchanged from the time of the apostles and handed down, in order to make us better people. And why should we thank him for that? Because it's not all about making me a better person, or making you a better person, so that we can go into his presence, into his holy place, and thank him for having done that. Metropolitan Anthony says, the problem with the Pharisee is that he is at the center of his own life. He is what it's all about. He is the heart of the matter. It's all about him. God exists in order to make him perfect. And he thanks him for that. The way you might thank a divine servant. Because isn't it all about making us what we should be? It is about making us what we should be, but the problem is that we can't have any understanding of what that is without the main thing that the Pharisee, as pious as he is, with all of his observations of prayers and fasting and all of the other things that we too observe, there is one thing that is missing. Everything that he has done, all of his outward observances have destroyed him because they have made him into a prideful man who comes into the holy presence of God where no one has the right to be and thanks him for having made him such a magnificent and accomplished specimen of humanity. Pride. Pride has destroyed it all. All of his good works, and there have been many, have brought no fruit into his spiritual life. They've all been stolen away by pride. Metropolitan Anthony makes this comparison. We can think of a vast fig tree. He says, imagine a magnificent fig tree, straight and strong, with deep roots, long branches that reach up into the sky, lush foliage, a good tree to climb, and no fruit, a barren fig tree. What's the point? Beautiful, magnificent, accomplishing all that a beautiful fig tree could accomplish by being what God created it to be. Except for one thing. Like the Pharisee. No fruit. Because he's focused on himself. And by comparison, imagine a poor, withered fig tree. Twisted. Bent. Not tall. But filled with fruit. And feeding all those who come by. That's what the publican is like. He is the one who is like Christ. When he comes to the holy place, when he comes into the presence of God, he can't bear to even cross the threshold because of his deep humility in the presence of God. All he can do is what we've talked about before. Ask that God's mercy be poured out on him. And he's not going to use it to build himself into a prideful human being. He's going to go back into the world, the humble person before God that he is. Have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the key. Christ came into the world to save sinners. Sinners who know that they are sinners, you can't be saved from your having missed the mark and go on to hit the mark unless you know that you missed the mark. And the Pharisee is positive he's hit it. And he thanks God for giving him the good aim and the strength to pull back that bow and be such a magnificent archer. He's missed it altogether because he is filled not with humility, but pride. Metropolitan Anthony says, the first of the Beatitudes is the key to all of the other Beatitudes. Without the first of the Beatitudes, none of the rest will follow. Blessed is the poor in spirit. And the Pharisee is an example of someone who is wealthy in spirit. Wealthy. Spirit. You give the glory to God. That's what you hear, you know. Give the glory to God. Take your Airstream trailer, all the other good things God has given you, and give the glory to God. That makes it okay. No, that doesn't make it okay. The Pharisee does that. He gives the glory to God for having made him not like others. Not like those people who break the Ten Commandments that I have in my yard. We're not like them. We keep those Ten Commandments. Glory to God. We can all find ways to be Pharisees. Orthodox are really good at it. We have so many ways of being Pharisaical. So many ways of building ourselves up inside of ourselves instead of turning toward the humility that is absolutely critical to all the rest of the Beatitudes. How do we attain humility? When we see that we are so prideful and so self-reliant. Metropolitan Anthony has a clue that he gives to us. He says it is about gratitude. But the Pharisee is grateful. But he is at the center of his own life. The publican doesn't walk to the center of the temple and give glory to God for making him worthy to stand at the center of his own life and the center of the temple, the space that belongs to God. The publican stands out of the edge. We are not the hero of our own life. It isn't all about us. It is all about God. We have nothing. God brought us into existence out of nothing. He gave us our body, our mind, our spirit, our soul, our strength. There isn't anything that we have that he has not given to us. And he has given it to us for a purpose. To send us out into the world and accomplish tasks that he has already accomplished. Jesus, the Christ, has already accomplished. going into the world to be the light of the world, to save it from the corruption of the world, to bring peace and joy and love. That is our calling. And God has given each one of us all that is necessary in order to accomplish that, except for one thing: humility. That is our gift to God. Without humility, without gratitude to God for the fact that we would not exist were it not for Him, we can't accomplish any of the tasks that God has set for us. And we Orthodox talk about synergy. We talk about working in cooperation with God. But over the years, decades now, I've come to see that this teaching about synergy can actually be used to build up our sense of pride. It isn't a matter of synergy between me alone and God alone. That's not possible. That's not how we cooperate with God. It'll end up making us like the Pharisee, if that's what we think. He thinks he's cooperating with God. He's fulfilling all of the commandments. He's fulfilled them all. Hasn't broken any of them. Goes beyond them. Prayer and fasting and all of the rest. He does all of those things. So how do we achieve this humility? By gratitude for the very fact that we exist. All of our capacities and abilities are meant to be turned toward the accomplishment of God's purpose, to bring His life and His light and His peace into the world. And we can't do that without humility, without gratitude to Him. Humility isn't being abased, broken down, made less. Humility is the adoration of God. The publican is the one who realizes his true relationship to God. God isn't there in order to make him great. He is there because God is great and He invites him in and gives him everything. His body, his soul, all of the things that he has. And what do we do with them? We squander them. Like the prodigal we will talk about next week. God sends us Christians into the world in order to humbly, with the humility of Christ himself, bring his peace and his joy into the world. And we dare twist the Christian faith into what the Jews had twisted Judaism into, a way of building themselves up, making themselves feel stronger, more comfortable, making it into a path of self-development. God sends us into the darkness, Metropolitan Anthony says, that we might be the light of Christ in the darkness. Not our light, but the light of Christ in the darkness. Rejecting the ways of the world for the sake of a revelation of the presence of Christ. He sends us into places of corruption in order to be the salt that stops corruption. Not to become corrupted by the love of the world, for the love of ourselves, for the enjoyment of pride, or pride in the things that we have, but to repudiate all of those things inside of ourselves. To be that which is different from all that pride. And not to cap it off by using our faith to make us even more prideful. But to be the opposite. The presence of His life in the world. He sends us into the world to bring His peace, His joy, His love. God has faith in us, Metropolitan Anthony says. And He sends us forth into the world and we squander our wealth and disappoint Him. That's how the father of the prodigal sent his son into the world, with faith in his son. Our task in life is to give God joy instead of pain. There was pain enough for him on the cross. Pain enough when he descended into hell and destroyed the power of death over us so that we could live in a different way. Not so that we could use everything to glorify ourselves, but so that we, like him, could die to this world and live a life that we could not live without him. We can be Pharisees without Christ. Phariseeism was getting along just fine without the incarnation of the Son of God. And we can be just as good a Pharisee as the Pharisee in the parable was. But we are called to humility, not to be the center of our own life, but to stand at the edge of our own life and ask God's mercy so that we can enter the world and be His presence to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.